following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. This is the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. Hey, glad you're joining us. I'm Tony Nafar, certified financial planner, joined in the studio by two of my colleagues on the Money Makeover team from Neal Financial Group. Doug Neal, certified financial planner, is in the studio this morning, as well as Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant, and of course, Craig Montana running the studio for us. And by the way, Craig is the one that gets your phone calls with your questions, comments, concerns, need for information about anything financial that you have a question about this morning. It could be IRAs, 401ks, mutual funds, stocks, bonds, insurance, annuities, health care, you name it, and we will be here answering your questions. Wow, what a great deal. So here is our 800 number. I'm going to tell it to you now, and then you're going to need to remember it because we're about to launch into our contest for you to be able to come to our Social Security seminar coming up in just about 3 weeks from now. So stay peeled with those ears. Here is our 800 number, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. All right, guys, everybody, welcome this morning.
Yeah, good morning. It's good to be here.
Morning, yeah. Here we are coming up on July 4th weekend, coming up this weekend. You know, and kind of July 4th is kind of like we start thinking about fall again already.
Yeah. Yeah, what's with that, huh? Yeah.
I noticed there's not very many cars on the streets today.
No.
I think there's some people
taking a week off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is a good deal.
Well, you know, hey, if you've already got Friday off and you add a couple of days to it.
Yeah, the markets are closed on Friday.
Uh-huh.
So that's, and the school's out anyway. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So if you got plans, great for celebrating Independence Day. And, of course, here on the Money Makeover Show, every day is Financial Independence Day. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're going to talk about a little bit here. And, you know, Social Security is a very big part of the retirement plan of most of us. Some part of each person's income when they retire is generally going to be Social Security. It may not be the biggest part. It could be all of it. Who knows? It's up to you and what your situation is. But that's why we're going to have a seminar coming up. It's a lunchtime deal at the Cannery Kitchen in Brenham, Texas. And that's going to be on July 22nd. And we've got special guest Elaine Simmons, who's going to be talking with you about Social Security benefits, when to apply for them, how to apply for them, how do they work, widows, benefits, the whole thing. And believe me, it is not a simple thing, and she's there to clear it up.
No, there's so many different situations. Divorced couples, remarried couples, different age brackets between people, and what's the best way to take it? There's so many different options and possibilities, and that's a lot of money if you make the wrong decision miss out on.
Ouch. Yeah, we don't want anybody doing that. So to get a couple of spots to come to this luncheon meeting with Elaine, 35 years, by the way, that she was working with the Social Security Administration, knows her stuff. So I'm giving you your chance right now. We only have room for so many people. So we will do a little contest for you right here and ask you a question. If you can answer the question correctly during our upcoming commercial break, you will get a couple of free passes to our luncheon on July 22nd, all about Social Security and benefits with Elaine Simmons. And here is our phone number for that. Let me give it to you, and then I'll give it to you after I answer the question. 800-332-7879. That's our phone number, 800-332-7879. Now, our question this morning, guys, was if you decide to take your Social Security as early as possible.
Yeah, if you decide to take Social Security at age 62, can you earn, in other words, keep working and earn as much money as possible for earned income without having your Social Security benefits reduced? So it's a yes or no question. Can you earn as much money as possible if you start taking your Social Security benefits at age 62 and not have your Social Security benefits reduced?
That's a yes or no.
Just yes or no.
Yep, made that one simple. Yes or no. Be the first on the phone here. Craig's going to start answering. Here's our number. I know you know the answer to this. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. Yes or no? Can you earn as much money as you want and not have your Social Security benefit reduced if you start taking Social Security at 62? Yes or no? 800-332-7879. Call in now. We'll be right back with more Money Makeover Show.
Brenham and surrounding communities, this is Alan Dave of Alan Dave Funeral Home. Alan Dave and Taft Harris have been serving in Washington County since 1929. We want to thank the thousands of families we've served. Alan Dave Funeral Home now owns a casket company and a new state-of-the-art crematorium. For $30 to $45 per month, you can have a burial plan at Alan Dave Funeral Home. Do not leave a burden to your family. Alan Dave Funeral Home has 7 locations, including Houston and Caldwell. Call Alan Dave Funeral Homes today.
When it comes to something as important as your prescription drugs, better call on the pharmacies in Brenham with the reputation of quality and integrity. Call Medical Arts or Waldie's Pharmacies, owned and operated by the Sonnenberg family for over 50 years in Brenham. Are you ready to sign up for Medicare prescription drug coverage? Are you confused about what plan to choose? Make a list of your current medicines and then call Medicare at 1-800-633-4227. For pharmacists you can trust, visit Medical Arts or Waldie's Pharmacies in Brenham.
Osteopathic physicians are trained in the entire scope and practice of medicine, bringing a patient-centered, holistic, hands-on approach to diagnosing and treating illness and injury. Osteopathic physicians work in partnership with their patients to help them achieve a higher level of wellness by focusing on health education as well as injury and disease prevention. Dr. Robert Stark, Brenham's osteopathic family physician. 205 North Park Street in Brenham. Call 836-5353 to make your appointment.
For more than 55 years, the Brenham Clinic has been here for you and your family. And as the community has grown and changed, so has the Brenham Clinic. That's why they're not only home to a team of doctors whose specialties range from family and internal medicine to pediatrics and obstetrics, but the network of specialists at College Station Medical Center also offers appointments right here at home. Extended hours and same-day appointments are available. To schedule yours, visit BrenhamClinic.com.
KWHI 1280 has the cure for summer sequelitis. What is summer sequelitis? Summer sequelitis, the continuous rehashing of the same movie ideas year after year after year. The cure? A fun summer vacation. KWHI is sending you to some of the coolest summer destinations in Texas, like Schlitterbahn Water Park in New Braunfels and Galveston, Spirit Ice Arena in College Station, the Bluebell Aquatic Center in Brenham, and the Houston Zoo. To cure your summer sequelitis, all you have to do is star in a KWHI 1280 movie game. Just be caller 6 at 836-9937 when you hear the call of the director.
Lights, camera, roll film, and action.
You'll get to spin the wheel of Hunger Games. The spins continue and star in your own movie game. We'll also be giving away grand prize weekends with overnight stays at the T-Bar M Resort in New Braunfels and Casa Del Mar Beachfront Suites on Galveston Island. Your summer sequelitis cure is brought to you by
Six Shooter Junction, C.L. Kajeski Services, Sears, Central Texas Truck Center, and Cash Station Jewelry and Loan in Brenham.
KWHI 1280 has the cure for your summer sequelitis.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover team from Neal Financial Group. That's N-E-A-L Financial. And by the way, we have an office in Central Texas in Brenham on Main Street just across from the courthouse. Also another office about a mile and a half from the Houston Galleria area. And so we've got you covered on two parts of the area. Plus, we're licensed in 17 states as financial planners and advisors. So glad to help you out no matter where, pretty much. And by the way, just want to do a real brief thing here. The markets are down a little bit this morning. Not a lot.
Not much, considering as much doom and gloom was going to be in the news this morning, because Greece is getting ready not to pay their debt, and Puerto Rico said they borrowed more than they can pay back. And so I heard some people saying on the TV news that, oh, the market was going to drop over 200 points today. I'm thinking, the market's already figured this in. These rumors have been going on for weeks now.
Well, I mean, I think the market would have been surprised, frankly, if the Greeks would have finally said, hey, you know what? We're going to pay all this.
Yeah.
We figured it out. We're going to cut those huge pensions that we give people retiring on the government pension plan in Greece. And, you know, everything will be rosy. Hey, yeah, there was no way, as far as I'm concerned, that was going to be happening.
Well, so. This kind of new news is old news. This Greece thing has been going on for several years now. And so, like you had said, Tony, this is not unexpected. And I think it's kind of become kind of blasé a little bit as far as economic news.
Yeah, Greece and Puerto Rico, everybody, at least in the market, you may not have heard that too much, but we who dabble in that all the time knew that Puerto Rico's bonds were not very high quality because they borrowed a lot more money than the income they have to pay it back with. And so when they said they can't pay it back, it's like, okay, everybody knew that was coming. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Greece. Everybody knew that's coming. So the markets are only down, about 130 points right now, which is kind of a normal day.
Yeah, you can have that kind of fluctuation almost any time, up, down, sideways, all over the place. So, I think the thing is, how are you feeling about what's going on, right, in your investments and your 401k, your IRA, your retirement accounts, what all other things, all of that stuff, IRAs, you know, the bottom line is for 99% of us anymore, just about, we don't have an old pension plan that an employer just chunked money into. Now, in a way, we sort of do, because that's what Social Security is.
Right.
It's like a big annuity plan, like a big old retirement plan that, yes, Uncle Sam is putting money in, but Uncle Sam is only doing that because you're given some out of your check, and your employer is paying into that as well. So your employer is kind of paying that pension for you
It's paying as much as you're paying in. Mm-hmm. So, Uncle Sam says he'll guarantee that payment, but we'll see how long.
Yes. So anyway, that's kind of the deal. And by the way, we didn't have a correct answer yet to our question to earn a couple of free slots at our upcoming Social Security luncheon get-together here in Brenham. So we're going to put that question out again in just a few minutes, just before the bottom of the hour here, so you'll get a chance to get on board and answer it for us. So stay tuned for that. Now, you know, a lot of folks are saying, what do I invest in now? You know, we're in the summer and things go bad in the summer. You got the stuff going on with the Greeks and now the Puerto Rico debt problem, and the Chinese economy has been contracting
heavily.
Gosh.
Yeah, they dropped 7% in their market overnight.
Right. On the other side of the coin, the consumer sentiment numbers came out on Friday, and people are in a better mood in this country about spending money. That's what that said. So what in the world do you do? What do?
You get your strategy together. You come in for that free review, and get your strategy together so you don't worry whether the market goes up or down. And like Jamie, you were talking earlier off the air, we were talking about saving to spend money or saving for certain things helps you accomplish your goals more if you have a goal instead of just trying to put money away.
Well, I read a really interesting article recently that had to do with getting started with investing. And one of the issues seems to be with getting started with investing is the fact that you kind of go about it backwards, because what you try and do is say, well, I think I'm going to invest in this or that and put money into this or that. And really, you're better off and you're more likely to stick with it and have the discipline to do investing if you come up with a purpose for your investing first. In other words, why am I setting this money aside? Why am I going to invest? And so you need to have a purpose in mind if you're going to put money aside, because then you have some objective in mind and something you're working towards. And so when you have, you know, downtime, you say, well, I still need to keep if I want to get there, I still have to keep putting money in.
And see, and you can start as easy as $50 a month. Mm-hmm. And, you know, most mutual funds will let you start putting in on an automatic bank draft, $50 a month. And there's lots of good mutual funds out there that invest in, you know, multiple different things. So like a basket of investments you can work with. You don't have to pick out one.
Well, yeah, and Jamie, you had an interesting article, too, that you brought in from Financial Advisor magazine from May of this year. And I think the bottom line on this is that boring can be fantastic as far as investing is concerned. Now, there is a particular fund that this article deals with, and it's one of those that is certainly not glamorous. It's not one of these, wow, put your money in this, and it's going to be going up 5 times, 10 times, whatever it is. It's not what you would think. It is not an internet fund. It is not something that's investing in startup companies that go big. It's not a foreign fund, even though it can have some foreign companies in it. But talk a little bit about that, because, I mean, it's really surprising when you read this and you say, wow, the S&P 500 index, that's the 500 largest companies in the U.S., all right, for the last 15 years, you know, it really, the return's been around 5% or so.
Yeah, the average rate of return is about 5%. So what that means is that you would have doubled your money over that 15-year period. And that doesn't sound very exciting. But on the other hand, if you're worried, you know, the two articles that I wanted to talk about this morning kind of go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. Because if you're going to invest, you really need to invest with a purpose in mind. And what we see sometimes is even if you have a purpose in mind, you're concerned that you're going to lose money.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in 2000 and 2008, we had some things that occurred in the markets that kind of frightened people.
Mm-hmm.
And this the article that you're referring to, Tony, talked about the fact that, well, you know, one of the things to think about is slow and boring sometimes works best. And in this particular article, they talked about what we would call investing in consumer commodities, things that are that people have to have every day.
It's not something discretionary. It's stuff you use. Shampoo.
Yeah, stuff you have to have.
Breakfast cereal.
Toothpaste.
Laundry soap.
Laundry. You know, all of those different things. Mm-hmm. And there are some really, really large companies that pay a really nice dividend. And when you invest in those, what the article talks about over the last 15 years, as you had mentioned, Tony, if we're going to compare it to something, the S&P doing 5%, well, if you doubled your money in 15 years, people say, well, hey, that's pretty good. I doubled my money. Well, if you invested in consumer commodities, companies that make consumer products, you would have increased your money by 6 times compared to the S&P only doubling it. And a lot of people are surprised by that. But when you take into account the growth in the price and the growth of those companies, plus the dividends that they pay, because they're large, well-established companies, they pay a lot of money into dividends, which means you're getting that return also. Mm-hmm. There's some things, sometimes slow and steady wins the race.
See, that's another point that comes up here that I try to get across to people is that when you invest, sometimes it just takes time. You know, you set your strategy up, and it just takes time. I'm talking year, 2 years, 3 years, and things start moving along. Pretty soon it's like, oh, hey, we're not doing too bad here. But the first year you look at it and think, oh, we're not doing anything. You know, we're just not going anywhere. So
barely going and moving.
Yeah, sometimes it just takes a while for the strategy to work itself through. But the underlying factor of most of these is we don't want to go backwards very much. You know, that's the biggest thing.
Well, but in this type of thing, and I didn't, you know, I just glanced at this article, Jamie. I didn't look at it in as much depth as you did. But, you know, usually this type of investment vehicle doesn't fluctuate a lot.
Correct.
It's not going to go down 20, 30, 40, 50% like some things out there because it is boring.
Yeah,
it just is.
Yeah, there's not a lot of sizzle to it. There's not a glitz and glamour. It's just that, you know, over time, people have to buy stuff. And the stuff that people have to buy, those are called consumer products. And the companies that make consumer products generally tend to stick around.
See, and this reverts back to, then I want to revert back to that first article about how to get started in investing. Well, there again, you may want to split things up a little bit in that, okay, in your long term for your retirement goal, you take one of these boring investments because that will just produce over time. If you want to go on a vacation in 2 years, okay, now you put part of your money in something else. You know, if you've got, let's just make it $100 to put away, maybe you put $50 of that into your retirement savings and the other $50 into another type of fund, that fund and or credit union and or savings account that you're going to spend it in a year or two. So you don't have to worry about it growing or doubling in 15 years because you want to spend it in a year or two.
And that points out, you know, again, you know, that you have to have a purpose in mind. You're more likely to stick with it when you have a purpose in mind. For example, this is probably not a valid comparison, but if you're dating, it would kind of be that way. Also, you know, what's the purpose? What's going on there? You're more likely to stick with it. And I think that's the whole point. Sometimes it gets kind of frightening because you don't know where to start. But if you have a purpose in mind, you say, I have to go on this vacation, or, you know, in 5 years I need to buy another car, or
I want to buy a piece of property out in the country.
I want to get a second home at the beach.
Yeah.
Whatever it happens to be, you're more likely to stick with it because you're working towards that objective. And it's easier to get started that way. And you're not as concerned so much when you do that, well, I have to, you know, I have to do 30% this year. Well, the chances of that happening are slim and none.
It could be 30% in either direction,
up or
down.
So, anyway, just a couple of little ideas for you right there. And in the meantime, we'll talk again about the biggest source of income for most people, not all, which is Social Security. All right. We have a luncheon meeting coming up right here in Brenham on Wednesday, July 22nd. We're going to have special guest Elaine Simmons, who spent 35 years working with the Social Security Administration. It's going to be all about when to file, how to file, widows, benefits, kids stuff. Can you do over on a couple of things? Can you not? When can you do that? When should you file and suspend? Did you know you can do that? Oh.
Did you know you could file on your divorce, your ex?
How do you blend this into a realistic look at what you're going to live on later on, right? So even if you're already on Social Security, what about your spouse if they're not? It's really important that you go, right? So here is our question we're going to ask you so you can score two places at this luncheon as our guest about the Social Security luncheon right here in Brenham coming up on July 22nd. All right. Now, here's the question. If you want to file for Social Security at the earliest age possible, which is 62, can you still have a job, earn as much money as you want to on the outside of that without having your Social Security benefit
reduced?
Yep. So can you go out and still be a corporate executive and not have your Social Security reduced if you file for Social Security at 62? Yes or no? Hey, you got a 50-50 chance right there. Here's our number. Call us now. Yes or no? That's all we need right here, and you'll get those two tickets. Here's our number to call, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. We'll catch you during the break on the Money Makeover Show.
Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay.
From raising the funds to opening the doors on the A.W. Hody Jr. Technical Education Center in 2010, to being a strong voice during the legislative session these past few months, local businesses and individuals have always been there to help Blinn College when we were in need. With the trying times that our great community has faced in recent months, it's now our turn to reach out a helping hand to our friends and partners in need. Let the staff at Blinn's Technical Education Center be your resource to recovery. We're here to assist you now, offering free weekly workshops such as career advising, mock interviews, and professional resume building and job search assistance. In addition to these free services, we have many scholarships available for skills training that can help you train for a new career. For more information on how Blinn can assist you with any of your workforce needs, call 979-830-4443 or visit blinn.edu/workforce.
The Sealy Community Foundation invites you to Sealybration, a weekend of family fun. Activities begin at BMPW Park on Friday, July 10th with a barbecue cook-off, the annual 5-alarm 5K run, arts crafts, carnival, and ends with live music by Larry Joe Taylor and Max Stalling.
Only the good die young.
Saturday, July 11th includes a tractor show, ASA Fast Pitch Softball Tournament, live music, and at 9:15 a fireworks display sponsored by HEB Food Store. Music on Saturday features Fred Rusk and the Zydeco High Steppers, Cole Diggs, followed by Earl Thomas Conley at 9:45 and Jody Booth at 11:30.
You give me that silent treatment.
Purchase your tickets online or at the gate. Children 5 and under are free. For superior time, purchase the VIP Experience Pass, also available online or at the gate. Find out more online at SealyCommunityFoundation.org. Sealybration, a family-oriented festival, is July 10th and 11th at BMPW Park in Sealy.
At Schlitterbahn, there's so much for my family to do. We need a checklist because I want to hold on to every moment. Miles of slides, rivers, and waves? Check. Wow, that's my son on Boogie Bond. Surfing an endless wave? Check. My daughter cannot believe how loud I screamed as we whooshed up and down the hills of the water coaster. Getting our adrenaline pumping? Check. We also love how we can float the day away and enjoy so much family fun together. Plus, Schlitterbahn will welcomes picnics and has free parking and tubes. Estimated savings of $100? Check. At the end of our day, we've all got special moments to hold on to. So find yours at Schlitterbahn. Packing our summer with amazing memories? Definitely. Check. Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Get discounted tickets and plan your stay at Schlitterbahn.com.
It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. Glad you're joining us. I'm Tony Navarre, certified financial planner, in the studio with two of my colleagues from Neal Financial Group. Doug Neal, certified financial planner, is here, along with Jamie Keyes, chartered financial consultant, and Craig Montana, running the studio for us. And, you know, since we, everybody must be out of town on vacation or something. So, you know, I'm more interested right now in you finding out the answer to this question, by the way. And that is, if you apply for Social Security and start taking your benefits at age 62, can you still have a job, make as much money as you want, and still get a full benefit, not have your benefit reduced at all, if you take Social Security starting at age 62?
The answer to that's no, you can't do that. There's a limit as to how much earned income you can have and still receive your full reduced Social Security benefit at age 62.
So this year, I think it's 15,000 and some change there.
Yeah, 15,720 or something. I mean, that's not very much.
Yeah. I had a friend, though. He retired. He retired at 62. And then what he did, just so he had something to do, he was a delivery driver. Mm-hmm. He'd work 2-3 days a week, and just so he kept under that cap so he wouldn't lose his Social Security or get his Social Security benefit reduced. Mm-hmm. So that was fine. You know, go to work 2-3 days, drive around town, and then you go play golf and do something else.
Well, what's crucial about that is it has to go into your retirement planning. If you plan on claiming Social Security at age 62, but you'd like to continue working, that's one of the considerations you have to think about. Because if you're going to earn more than that $15,720, if you're going to earn $30,000, there's really no reason to claim Social Security at age 62 because it's going to be reduced dollar for dollar. Mm-hmm. Or what's not dollar
for
dollar?
$1 for every two. So you're going to get half of it taken away.
Yeah,
anything above that $15,720, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay, we got a phone caller. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. Welcome to Money Makeover Show.
Good morning.
Do you have an answer to our question?
The answer is no.
Yeah.
That is correct.
She's been waiting there. And she, you know, I don't know if she can hear us or not, but that's true. And do you know anyone who's taking Social Security at 62 and that's how you found out about it or what?
Well, I've been listening to the show, and usually it's when I'm driving, but it would be my husband. So we're in that stage of life with planning, and definitely he's closer than I am, but yes.
Yeah.
We are very interested.
It'll be great for you. You need to come to this conference. That'd be good. Once we get off the air, Craig will take your name and phone number down, and then you can come by our office in downtown Brenham. It's just a block or two down the street at 105 East Main Street in the atrium building.
Yeah, so Craig will put you on hold, and he'll get the information from you so you can get those tickets. You'll really enjoy the workshop.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Terrific. Enjoy the show, too.
Oh, thank you.
Tell your friends and neighbors.
Oh, I do.
Thank you. Well, hang on there, and then Craig will get to you in just a moment, all righty?
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, well, you know, especially when she just talked about what we're after, which is to help people find some things out ahead of time so that they can make better plans on, you know, when to take Social Security. How should you do that? Do you know that you can actually file and take it at 62 and maybe ride that all the way up until 66? Let's say you've got other investments. Maybe you've got an extra house or something. You want to sell that. You're going to have some extra money when you hit 66. All right. Did you know you can actually suspend your Social Security payments? Yeah, if you suspend between 66 and 70 years of age, now you're going to get an 8% rate of return from the government on your payments. So you're going to come back and get almost, not quite, but almost what you would have gotten on that check at age 70 as if you hadn't, you know, taken that early part. So there are a lot of weird wrinkles to how to file, when to file, can you file and suspend. You know, all kinds of different possibilities, and it is a strategy. And if you think Social Security is not a strategy, yes, it is. Social Security planning with all the information you can get is a strategy session, and that's what our luncheon is going to be.
Yeah, one of the interesting things about that particular concept is if you file at age 62 for your Social Security benefits, and you receive your reduced benefits, which is approximately, depending upon when you do it, at age, it's about 75% of what you would normally get.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do have a job, and you earn too much money, and your Social Security benefit is going to be reduced. What's interesting is I think people are under the impression that you just lose that benefit.
The whole thing.
You lose it. But that's not true. Actually, what happens is you're not getting it. And so when you reach full retirement age, what actually happens is Social Security recalculates your benefit. And so you're not losing the money that you would have gotten. You're just not getting it. Mm-hmm. And so there's no advantage to doing it if you're going to continue working and exceed that $15,720. So it's kind of interesting the way that that works.
Yeah. Well, again, it really depends on your situation, because I actually knew of someone who was having some health issues. They needed to get their Social Security earlier, frankly, because they had bills.
Right? Sure.
So then they went up to their magic age of real retirement, full retirement age of 66 years and however many months. When they hit that, they did a what's called a file and suspend. They redid it because they weren't going to need that money, thank goodness for them.
Because they're back to work again.
They're back. They're whatever's going on.
Mm-hmm.
They're better off. So they said, okay, I'm going to suspend these payments because I don't need them right now. For the next 4 years or three and a half or whatever it turned out to be, up to age 70, they don't need that income. And it turned out that they really ended up only missing about 10% of what they would have gotten had they gone all the way, you know,
for
their full retirement age. So, again, lots of intricate stuff. It really does take some thought. And you're not going to get that, frankly, just by going online or whatever. You know what? Just get a plan together.
See, Jamie and I have got some examples, too, here.
Well, some of it's kind of counterintuitive. Yep. It would be backwards of the way that you would think. Because let's just take, for example, if you have somebody who's very well off, they have lots of retirement money, they don't really need their Social Security payments, you would think, well, they would be better off waiting until age 70 to take payments because they really don't need the money. That's backwards. If you're actually, if you're well off and you really don't need the money, you're not as dependent upon Social Security benefits for your income. And therefore, there's no advantage to waiting because go ahead and take the money while you can get it. Because if you do die early, at least you've gotten the money, which really shouldn't be a factor anyway. But those people who are wealthy, they don't need the Social Security benefits, and they don't need to wait for it to grow. So they should go ahead and claim early. And so it's kind of, some of it's kind of counterintuitive that way.
So also, the Social Security Administration several years back threw a big wrinkle in this. If you are a state employee or a educator under the teacher's retirement system, because the Social Security Administration put the rule in or the law in saying that it's called a government offset. If you have a governmental pension, your Social Security benefit is reduced by two-thirds of that benefit. So basically, school teachers and educators and state employees, you may have full Social Security quarters in there, but you're probably not going to get your benefit unless you got a smaller, you know, if you worked as a smaller benefit from the teacher's retirement system or the state retirement system. Because if you're getting if you're getting a $3,000 Social Security benefit, no, you can't get $3,000. Get a $3,000 teacher's retirement benefit, and your Social Security benefit's $2,000. Well, two-thirds of $3,000 is $2,000, and that's what your Social Security benefit is reduced by. You're not going to get anything.
Right.
And then your spouse can't file on yours because, well, it's there's a lot more difficulty involved.
It gets a lot of choices out there, and that's why, you know, the workshop is going to be so important, because we do get lots of questions from educators and state employees and people who are eligible for some type of government pension regarding Social Security and the way that that's going to work. And that's one of the topics, of course, that's going to be covered there. And it's only an hour. But there are so many things that go into when you should claim for Social Security and the way that it works. And since we're talking about claiming early, one of the factors that goes into determining when to claim Social Security benefits with the question that we talked about this morning is when it comes to retirement planning, you need to think about what's called human capital. And human capital is different than financial capital. And the thing that you need to think about is that as you grow older, your human capital, your ability to work and earn an income
diminishes,
goes down.
Yes.
And so your human capital goes down. And so if you're counting on human capital during retirement, you need to think about that fact. First of all, is that your ability may or may not go down, your ability to hold a job, because can you perform the functions of the job? And then the other thing that has to do with it is there going to be demand for the work that you do. So there, as you grow older, your human capital actually diminishes, and so you can't always count on that human capital creating a retirement income for you as you get older.
So planning ahead is a big deal. So that's why we're having the special Social Security workshop, lunchtime workshop, here in Brenham at the Cannery Kitchen. That's going to be Wednesday, July 22nd. And Elaine Simmons, 35-year veteran of working with the Social Security Administration, going to be our guest speaker. And there, I promise you, I very rarely promise, but I promise you there's going to be something you don't know about Social Security.
Every time I look at it, I learn something new.
Yeah, yeah. So, again, you want to make it to this. And in order to get there, though, like our caller did earlier, we're going to ask a question between now and then on Monday and Wednesday's program here on the Money Makeover Show. You've got to get the right answer to score yourself two places at this Social Security workshop
now,
lunch.
To our radio listeners, if you're already working with us and are clients of ours and you're eligible or you're concerned about Social Security, we're going to send you an invitation.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to worry about calling in. We'll get you those anyway. Also, if you're already on Social Security, both spouses, it may not be as advantage to you.
But don't count that out, because like I said, there are people who go ahead and file and take it earlier, then maybe they can go and suspend it later. Now, there are weird wrinkles in this. So it may still not be a bad idea. Or you know somebody who needs to go.
That would be a valid point there.
Mm-hmm.
If you got a brother or sister that coming up to that.
Friend.
Yeah, friend.
Mm-hmm.
Then come along with them. That'd be great.
Absolutely. So lots of reasons for that. And by the way, those of you who are listening who are our wonderful clients, you know, you're perfectly welcome to call us at the office and say, I want to reserve.
Right, because
a slot or two for the Social Security workshop. Again, that's Wednesday, July 22nd, lunchtime get together at the Cannery Kitchen. All right, coming back, we're going to go through some of the most tax friendly places to be if you're going to be retired.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk to you about that. Come up with that, and also some things to watch out for since we're on Social Security topic here. A couple of things you might want to be aware of that you need to be sure you're looking at information you're getting from the Social Security Administration.
Mm-hmm.
Some things like, when is your birthday not your birthday? Huh? Okay, we're going to talk about that when we come right back. Plus, we'll take another look at the markets. Here's our number if you have a question, comment, concern about your money, or if you want to tell us, hey, you know what, mark me down. If you're one of our clients, mark me down. I want to be coming to that workshop. So you know the number here, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show.
Krennic Tractor Repair has a long heritage of quality sales, quality service, and quality products. And now Krennic Tractor Repair is pleased to announce the addition of Coyote Tractors. The Coyote Tractor comes in the size you're looking for, from 20 to 90 horsepower, and they are ready for any job that demands a durable, compact tractor. See the tractor everyone's been waiting for, Coyote, now available at Krennic Tractor Repair, Highway 36 South in Brenham. Run ahead of the pack with Coyote and Krennic Tractor Repair. Call 836-5473 and ask for Steve.
Michelob Ultra is more than a superior light beer. It's taking in all life has to offer, like catching a wave or biking a long trail. And when you're done, you reach for a cold Michelob Ultra. Fewer carbs, fewer calories, more to look forward to. Michelob Ultra. Long live the ultra life. Enjoy responsibly. Michelob Ultra Light Beer, 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, 0.6 grams protein, and 0 grams fat per 12-ounce serving. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Mike Hopkins Distributing wishes you a safe 4th of July weekend.
Not everyone has perfect vision, and many people won't admit they need bifocals. But at Dr. Gerald Tiaden's office, art and science work together so you can have corrected vision while looking like you have perfect 20/20 vision. Dr. Tiaden offers complete optometry and optical services, including tests for glaucoma, field of vision, fashion eyewear, contact lenses, invisible bifocals, and Costa sunglasses with or without a prescription. Call Dr. Tiaden at 836-3597 for your appointment. That's 836-3597, or go see them at 2448 Becker Drive.
Hi, this is Kate with Woodson Lumber. LP Smart Size siding and trim products deliver all the warmth and beauty of traditional wood, plus the durability and workability of engineered wood. The Smart Guard manufacturing process actually improves on nature, creating products engineered for strength, performance, and protection against fungal decay and termites. LP Smart Side products are backed by an industry-leading 5-year, 100% labor and replacement feature, and a 50-year prorated limited warranty. LP Smart Side products are the smart choice and available at your local Woodson store in Brenham, Brian, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Let's say you suddenly need to see a doctor. Maybe you're feeling under the weather, or you have a bug that you can't seem to shake. Or worse, maybe your child has come down with something. Point is, you know you need to see a doctor. But how do you go about choosing the primary care doctor that's right for you? You'll want a clinic that's nearby, and it'll have to accept your insurance plan. Well, look no farther than Baylor Scott & White Health Primary Care Clinics. With numerous locations throughout the area, you'll find them everywhere you are. You'll also find something that other clinics don't have, the Baylor Scott & White Health name. That means each clinic is part of a large network of physicians, specialists, and advanced technology. We even make it possible for you to manage your care with our online patient portal. Baylor Scott & White Health primary care clinics have multiple locations, many with extended hours to fit your needs. And we accept most insurance plans. So when you need medical care, choose Baylor Scott & White Health. Visit bswdocs.com to find the location nearest you.
In a world where Hollywood loves to reuse, recycle, and rehash the same old ideas, KWHI 1280 has the cure for your summer sequelitis. Summer sequelitis is the continuous rehashing of the same movie ideas year after year after year. KWHI will be sending lucky winners to some of the best vacation spots in Texas, like Moody Gardens in Galveston, the Whitewater Amphitheater in New Braunfels, Westwood Cinema 6 in Brenham, and the Houston Children's Museum. Yay! To cure your summer sequelitis, all you have to do is star in a KWHI 1280 movie game. Just be caller 6 at 836-9937 when you hear the call of the director.
Lights, camera, roll film, and action.
You'll get to spin the wheel of Hunger Games. The spins continue and star in your own movie game. We'll also be giving away grand prize weekends with overnight stays at the T-Bar M Resort in New Braunfels and Casa Del Mar Beachfront Suites on Galveston Island. Your summer sequelitis cure is brought to you by
Nathan's Barbecue and Discount Trees in Brenham, Kenny Store and Kenny and Laura and Associates in Bryan and Brenham.
KWHI 1280 has the cure for your summer sequelitis.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Chicken slow.
Yeah, sometimes we have to wing it here on the Money Makeover. Yeah.
Is that like Craig Blaine and AK trying to get the buttons going?
Oh, dear, yeah. By the way, we do have an office right here in Brenham, downtown across from the courthouse. If you want to come by for that free review, please do. Hey, we're in the dog days of summer. You may have plans for this week and for the weekend, but you know what? Make it a point to just call us and say, you know what? It's time for me to come in. And just go over things. I want to go into this next few months and the next year knowing that I've got at least some sort of an idea and a plan, and maybe get some pointers on a few things that you haven't thought of or didn't know about. That's the free review. And let me give you our office number. I'm going to give it to you another couple of minutes from now, but grab your pencil and paper. Here's our office phone, 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. And that's a very important number for
you. Or if you're downtown, you could just stop in and talk
people
to Sharon.
Yep.
People do that and set up a time. She's got our calendars. And it's in the atrium building right across the street from the courthouse, first floor. Just come on in.
And this is a good time to come on in and do that also, Tony, because like you and I did last week, This is generally open enrollment periods coming up for a lot of employer sponsored plans because it's the middle of the year.
Yeah,
and so it's a great time. Yeah,
giving you a chance to get into your 401k, your 403b.
Or should you take short-term disability, or should
other
you take
benefits
the,
yeah. maybe out there that mm-hmm. they're going to talk to you about? Maybe your health care. Maybe you can change something if you've got more than one type of plan that's available to you at your workplace. Usually this midpoint of the year.
It's an important time. Yeah,
yeah, and July is a big deal for getting yourself together. A lot of plans, by the way, pension plans, 401ks, 403Bs only have open enrollment periods twice a year. And otherwise, you got to sit it out again.
Right.
And wait for, like, you know, the next go-round, the end of the year. They'll have an enrollment meeting sometime in December so you can start that plan in January. But most places have twice a year, and July is one of those opportunities. So, again, before you do something, if you're worried about how do I pick, what do I invest in? How much should I put in? What impact does this really have on me?
Well, the part that I think is vitally important is when you have those chance to look at the auxiliary benefits, the short-term disability, right. the long-term disability, the long-term care coverage. Some of them have those.
And not only that, but life insurance possibilities, you
mm-hmm.
know?
So there's those extra
insurance.
Ones, and if you look at them, those tend to be the most inexpensive way to get those type of policies because it's a group plan and it's usually not they don't ask you a lot of health questions. Most time they don't ask you any health questions because it's a group plan. But the downside of that, though, is if you ever leave the company, those benefits usually don't come with you.
Well, and the other thing as far as coming in for the free view in connection with those enrollment periods is we had a caller a few weeks ago that talked about the fact that they had enrolled in the disability plan they had available through their employer, but they weren't aware that the maximum amount of benefit they would pay didn't come close to what their annual salary was. And so if you have questions about that, we can show you how to take care of that and what the benefits actually are because let's face it, you're not an insurance expert, and sometimes when you take a look at that stuff, you don't know what all the benefits are.
Yeah, and sometimes the shocker I usually see people have is especially the life insurance stuff. Now, maybe they let you go ahead and keep it, but, wow, the premium just shoots up through the roof, and you're going, oh, whoa, what happened? So, again, come in for that free review. Do make that time to come in. Here's our number again to make that appointment, 979-836-2903, 836-2903. All right, thanks for listening, everybody.
See you Wednesday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.